Episode 1032, Do What You Can't to Prove You Can.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for a ray of sunshine and a glimmer of hope. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's all about do what you can't to prove you can. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the time is now. Stop the excuses. Do what you can't to prove you can. Nothing is impossible. One of my favorite phrases of all times. It's my mantra. I carry it. I say it. I write it. I read it. I live it. Nothing is impossible. Just because life gets tough doesn't mean you run for the hills and hide living amongst the excuses. That's the easy way out. Sometimes we want the easy way. Maybe you're taking an easy route today. But it's not about easy. It's about simple. That way of life is superficial and suffocating. It squeezes your heart to where you can't breathe. Your dreams and goals matter. You matter. Do what you can't to prove you can. When life dishes it out, how do you fight back? Or do you fight at all? What are you fighting for today? Are you fighting for your marriage? Are you fighting for your business? Are you fighting for your family? Are you doing what you need to do? Are you paying attention to what God is calling you to do? Yeah, you're going to fail. You're going to fall. You're going to get hurt. But do you stop? Or are you willing to go in and go to battle? Let your battle wounds reflect the greatness within you. Every battle scar is a mark of what you've overcome. You, my friend, are an overcomer. The battle wounds are not about your failures. It's about your wins. They're all wins. Your wounds are wins. Nothing is impossible. God doesn't let our wounds go to waste. He uses them. He allows you to learn from them, to grow from them, to stretch you, because he's got bigger plans. And he takes your scars and says, now, have you looked at mine? See what I can do with you. Nothing is impossible. There is no reason to sell yourself short in life. Life cuts us out enough. We don't need to be cut out anymore. Be willing to take risks by doing what you are created to do. God has a purpose divinely bestowed upon your heart. No one else has this purpose. Only you have the keys to unlocking that purpose and seeing it come to life. Do what you can't to prove you can. What have you been putting off in your life lately? What are you afraid of? Because that's what you need to go after. What's that fear that you're battling? What's keeping you up at night? That's what you need to go after. I know I was up late last night. Oh my goodness, I could not sleep. I don't know what it was. It passed midnight. Then it was past 1 o'clock, and then it passed 2 o'clock. And I'm like, really, Lord, what do you need from me? And I found myself during that 2 hours plus time just indulging in prayer, in conversation with God. I would pray a sentence and a thought, and I would just kind of pause. And I think I would drift off to sleep, and there would be these thoughts and dreams that would come back to me. And then I was like wide awake again. And I'm like, okay, am I dreaming this or is this a conversation I'm having with God? Are you listening? Do what you can't to prove you can. Life is precious and priceless. You are guaranteed this moment in time, not tomorrow, but right now. Take advantage of the gifts you have before you and use them to make the world shine brighter. It crushes me, absolutely crushes my heart as what we have seen go on in Texas, in this sweet little town. Yet somehow they got up this morning. Somehow this whole horrific tragedy in Sutherland Springs, Texas, God is using it. A family who has lost 8 members. We can always use the excuse, you know, well, someone always has it worse. Yeah, that is true. But the thing is if you keep living for excuses, you're never going to get to where God wants you to get. You need to get moving. You need to take action. You need to take aim. Action ignites motivation. Life is precious and it's priceless. I think about New York City last week and the tragedy there, the loss of lives. All of these are innocent victims. But you see, today you are breathing. You're not a victim at all. We choose to be a victim. But you can choose today to be a victor. Do what you can't to prove you can. So what are you fearing today? What have you walked away from these last 10 years? These last 2 months? What's on your Christmas wish list? You know, everybody talks about winning the lottery. Oh, if I could just have all the money in the world. Okay, pretend you have all the money right now. How would that change your goals, your decisions, what you do today? Think about it. Do what you can't to prove you can. Your purpose is not about knowing what to do and how to do it. It's having the faith to climb when you don't see the staircase. Sometimes we go through life with blinders on. But we're the ones wearing the blinders. God can already see everything. He's got the greatest plan of all. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Are you willing to take the chance on God's creation? And that creation is you. Have you seen his battle scars? His wounds that he has worn for you? You're his creation, created in his image. You are precious. He knew you before you were even born. That should just be a warm blanket around your heart right now, holding you tight. God has always been willing and is waiting with you. He's not waiting on you. He's waiting with you. He stands by you. He stands by us in the tragedies in New York City on the bicycle path. He stands with us in Sutherland Springs, Texas at the horrific tragedy of innocent lives taken in a church. When will we come to realize that God has a plan for you today? Today he does. Have you thought about stopping long enough, your busyness, your craziness, to pause for a moment and say, Lord, what am I supposed to do today? What do you want me to accomplish today? As I was wrestling in bed last night, not being able to sleep for those 2 hours, tossing and turning, having a conversation with God, praying, listening, dreaming, hoping, wondering. The simple words, do what you can't to prove you can. Because God does it every single day that way. It's called miracles. And you're his miracle. So don't wait any longer. Don't put off what God has put in your heart. Do what you can't to prove you can, because nothing is impossible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.